Students at Los Angeles Unified School District campuses finally heading back to classrooms, and a little later this month anyway, but that didn't happen until months-long bitter fighting over reopening the schools. And even when students are back in the weeks ahead, they are only, you know, kind of back, with just a few hours a week in the class. A group of frustrated parents saw enough. They are suing the district and the teachers' union, so we're talking with both sides of this particular argument. Timothy Snowball is a litigation counsel for Freedom Foundation. It is representing the angry parents. Glenn Sachs is a social studies teacher at James Monroe High School at LAUSD. While he is the UTLA rep, by the way, for Monroe High, he is talking with us today, representing only himself and the perspective of rank-and-file teachers, but not the union. Gentlemen, thank you both for being with us. So, Timothy Snowball, let's start with you, counsel. What's the beef?
Yeah, I think the issue here, when it basically boils down to it, is that we've, you know, the scientific consensus is clear. We've known for quite a while now that it's safe to reopen schools and to do so in a safe manner. And when you look at the record in the past year, the actions of UTLA have been obstructionist. They have done pretty much everything they can do to prevent children from returning to school. And again, not based upon any purported health or safety concerns. When you consult the record, it's fairly clear that they are preventing kids from going back to school based upon a political agenda. And all we need to do is consult the record and the laundry list of different items that have been demanded over the past year, including defunding police, providing housing for the homeless, a $250 million cash payment from the federal government, et cetera, and the list goes on. And while, of course, UTLA is welcome under the U.S. Constitution to have political views and to seek a political agenda, they can't hold public school children in California and Los Angeles hostage in order to make that happen.
So you're saying they were trying to work in those things under this reopening, and that's why it took so long to do?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it was Rahm Emanuel out in Chicago, right, who said never let a good crisis go to waste. And so when you look at the record, you look at the statements of UTLA's president and different things that have been put out by them in the last year, really they're using COVID-19 as an excuse to seek political items that otherwise they've been unable to achieve. And again, they're more than welcome to go out and to seek political items that they'd like and to say whatever they'd like in the press. But the fact of the matter is children are suffering. Children in California, across the United States, and in Los Angeles are suffering. And we've never seen numbers like this. Suicide, substance abuse, physical ailments, especially our clients in this case, have gone from well-adjusted kids to, in many cases, addicted to video games, socially isolated, experiencing depression or suicidal ideations. And the union has allowed this to go on and to held their power over the district in order to try to get these concessions from them, the welfare of the kids notwithstanding.
Okay, so hold that thinking there, Timothy. Glenn, I'm guessing that you don't agree with a substantial amount, maybe you do, at least some of it, of what Timothy Snowball just said.
Well, most of that's just factually wrong. And I'm really surprised they would try to base a lawsuit on this. All these claims that conservatives have been making since last summer, and they've been discredited since last summer, about us trying to demand all these things before we open the schools. My favorite one, and Mr. Snowball has this in his recent article on it, is that we've been demanding Medicare for all before we reopen schools, as if we think Austin Buettner has the power to institute a $30 trillion federal entitlement. I mean, we might as well, you know, demand the dictatorship of the proletariat, however realistic that claim is. These claims have been discredited since last summer, and here they are basing a lawsuit on it. I'm shocked. Now, where they get that from, there was some material that UTLA put out about how we're moving forward in the struggle, we won't go back, and we're fighting for this, fighting for that. I'll admit it was a little worded a little sloppily, but this whole thing about how we're not going to go back to school until we get all these wild demands met, it's just crazy. And I'm shocked that, I mean, this isn't a lawsuit. It's just a publicity stunt. Let's be clear.
You mentioned conservatives.
It's a publicity stunt, okay? And they have as much chance of winning as I do of, you know, starting at shortstop for the Dodgers.
you mentioned conservatives, though. Is that what you think this is? Is just some anti-union lawyers trying to find a way to go after you guys?
Oh, we know all about it. He's with the Freedom Foundation. We know all about them. They're always harassing LAUSD teachers with these idiotic emails telling us that we should abandon our union and unions are bad, et cetera. The union that has protected us the union that makes it so that we actually have time to do our jobs properly instead of having endless yard duties and all sorts of other extraneous duties like they did in the non-union schools where I work, the union that defends our health care and makes sure that we're paid decently. I would defend them, and they've been attacking us for years.
Okay. Timothy, you've accused in your lawsuit anyway, and just now in the air, you've accused the teachers union of having a sort of its own political agenda that is very different and certainly separate from the welfare of the children. Glenn Sachs is saying, in effect, well, you know, you guys have an agenda, too. And then your agenda is also much different than just the welfare of the kids. So what do you say about that? You have an agenda, don't you?
Well, my personal agenda is to see the civil rights and the other legal rights and duties and responsibilities of parents and other union members in California enforced. And I'm not sure where Glenn, you know, what his legal background and legal education is, but my own legal education and background tells me that his assessment is quite incorrect. I mean, in fact, there were hundreds of pages just recently in regards to another lawsuit that were obtained in discovery showing the negotiations, detailing the negotiations between UTLA representatives and LAUSD representatives last summer from July to December. And you have UTLA representatives stating on the record that are now part of the public record saying, we're not a labor union. We're not just a labor union. UTLA is a social justice organization. And we need the district to embrace that view, this larger view as a social justice organization. So their political agenda is quite clear. We're not talking about some misstated emails. Now, in regards to the mission of the Freedom Foundation and my own practice generally, the First Amendment to the United States Constitution protects public workers' rights to decide for themselves whether or not they want to fund or join a public labor union as defined by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2018. Now, while I'm sure Glenn does not like that opinion, and I'm sure UTLA doesn't like that opinion, it is the law of the land pursuant to the United States Supreme Court. And if the Freedom Foundation wants to inform public workers about their rights so that they can make their own decisions about labor membership, I'm not sure why Glenn would have a problem with that.
Timothy Snowball, Litigation Counsel, Freedom Foundation with us, representing the angry parents. And then Glenn Sachs, Social Studies, James Monroe High, representing himself. He is the UTLA from the school for Monroe, but today he's speaking for him. Glenn, let's take one of their points and get you to respond to it. It's that the reopening isn't really a reopening because it's half days for the young kids. And then the older ones, high school, it's still Zoom classes. You just put them all in the same room on campus instead.
You know, some headlines from the past few days, quote, new infections are up 20% in past 2 weeks. Impending doom, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky warns a possible fourth wave of COVID. Right now, I'm scared. Fauci warns U.S. is in danger of surge as COVID-19 cases increase. France and Germany have shut their schools almost completely down. You know, we're just acting to protect our kids. Is it going to be fun? No, it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be fun for the kids. It's not going to be social. We're not going to get our old lives back until COVID is gone. And that's not UTLA's fault. That's not LAUSD's fault. That's COVID's fault. Maybe the gentleman should be suing COVID instead of us. I don't know. But we're just acting to keep our kids safe. And we said from the beginning that, you know, Mr. Snowball keeps referencing angry parents, angry parents. I knew from the beginning, and the union knew from the beginning, that the vast majority of parents agree with us. They don't want their kids put in a dangerous situation. And most of them are not sending their kids back to school because they know the hazards. And in the communities that these kids live in, you know, the infection rates are very high. I've had a bunch of my students, parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents, die just in the past 3 or 4 months. Are we supposed to ignore that? Supposed to pretend that that's not happening?
Well, Timothy, he raises some interesting points.
Sure, I'd like to respond to that. I mean, first of all, I don't know that I've mentioned anything about angry parents on this call or anywhere else. I've mentioned suicidal children. I've mentioned children who are suffering from physical and mental health problems because of the schools being closed down at the behest of UCLA. So there's a lot going on here, but I think rather than angry parents, we should be focusing on suffering children. Now, in regards to purported surges of COVID-19, I would invite any of your listeners or anyone else to consult our actual legal complaint, the document we filed in California court. It has a plethora of different studies that are peer-reviewed and well-established now showing the extremely low risk of reopening schools. And so I would ask anyone to not rely upon UTLA or Mr. Sachs talking points, but rather to consult the actual
CDC or medical experts. Let's not rely on them either. And I'm really glad Mr. Snowball wants to lecture me about what's good for our students and caring for our students. Sweetheart, I work 7 days a week, 70 hours a week, all through the school year from beginning to end. I work through
now, Mr. Sachs, what do you do when a student interrupts you in class? You know that's not good manners. Now, I'd like to finish what I was saying. What I was saying was, rather than relying upon the talking points that I'm sure Mr. Sachs has in front of him, given to him by UTLA, what we need to look at is the actual statements made by UTLA representatives in higher positions of power over the last year. And it's quite clear that their opposition to schools reopening has been based upon a laundry list of social justice talking points, which is fine. Again, if they want to pursue those political agenda talking points, they can do so. What they cannot do is have children suffering and harm incurring to families and children as the basis for doing that. And we need to look no further than, again, the records I was referencing before are from the Shaw lawsuit, which is a separate lawsuit. These documents were recovered as part of the discovery process in that lawsuit. So we don't even have to look at the media in order to derive what UTLA's actual intentions are. Here we have actual records of behind the scenes negotiations with UTLA and LAUSD talking about UTLA's actual intentions in this case.
Okay, Timothy. Wait. I actually do get to interrupt. So Timothy, let me ask you something. Because it seems to me there is something that both of you gentlemen are saying that are kind of true. On the one hand, what Glenn Sachs is saying is true, that school systems have been closed down just today. In fact, in France, they announced they're closing schools down for at least three more weeks because the infection rate is rising. And Timothy, you're also correct that the studies up till this point have tended to show that, especially with the younger grades, the infection rate is extremely low in schools. But here's my point, Timothy. They are low in schools until they're not. They're low in schools, and everybody opens them up all over the world with great expectations and great hope. And then we have seen examples in Israel. We now see examples in France and I believe also in Italy, where even though they went through a rather protracted period where everything seemed okay in schools, then all of a sudden it wasn't. So what happens if, you know, everybody opens up and all the kids go back into the classrooms, and then we find ourselves a month or so down the road in the same situation that France is today, in the same situation that Israel was in a few months ago?
Great question. I think that the thing that distinguishes mainly from the examples you're using is the fact that government entities in those countries, Italy, France, and Israel, are the ones who are actually deciding democratically on behalf of the people that elected them in those countries to make these kinds of decisions. You have quite a different situation in Los Angeles. Here, UTLA is an unelected, purportedly private entity, a third-party entity that is wielding political power over the local school district. No one elected UTLA or any representatives of UTLA to be making these kinds of decisions. There's no democratic oversight in this case. They're simply wielding raw political power, and the district is beholden to that political power. So if schools reopened and if local governments who are actually elected by the people decide to make some changes, that's up to them. And that's between them and their constituents. That's something quite different than the current situation in Los Angeles.
Timothy Snowball, Litigation Counsel, Freedom Foundation, Glenn Sachs, Social Studies, James Monroe High in LAUSD.